The time now is 17 minutes to 8, and we're going to France, where the snap parliamentary elections called by President Macron could see the far right forming a government there early in July. Mr. Macron had hoped that the risk of the far right in power would unite the fractious centre and centre-left parties. Instead, polls suggest that Marine Le Pen's protégé, Jordan Bardella, is on course to be the next French Prime Minister, bringing a very different outlook on France and the EU to the top table. France 24 reporter Clovis Casali is on the line. Clovis, why did Macron take this gamble and how is it playing out so far?
Well, President Macron says that if he hadn't called these snap elections, the risk would have been to see the French far-right actually win the next presidential election. So he said that that was the possible outcome, and that's why he was organizing these elections. The other reason being, also, he suffered a crushing defeat in the EU elections. He took it very badly, and he had nearly twice, the far right had nearly twice the amount of votes his party received, and that's why he took this decision to organize snap elections. And it's not going down very well in France, with many of his own MPs saying he basically threw them under the bus because, according to the polls, they're going to lose many seats.
Marine Le Pen has been a familiar figure on the European stage for many years now, but tell us about her protege, the man who's likely to be prime minister if they do win in this parliamentary election, Jordan Bardella.
Well, Marine Le Pen has been trying to change the party's image for years and years. She was the daughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, who's the founder, very controversial figure who came out with anti-Semitic, racist comments over the years. She took over, and now is Jordan Bardella, who's 28 years old, who's very good at talking, very good in interviews, and who's really quite a lot more popular than she is. And they both have the same political agenda. They're fiercely anti-European, even though they say it less nowadays because they're trying to change the party's image. But Jordan Bardella repeated again that he wants to give less money to Europe. He wants more protectionism. He wants to re-establish French sovereignty, as he says, and he wants to crack down on immigration. Those are some of the key measures he puts forward.
How does the election work in France? There are two rounds of voting.
Two rounds of voting, the first on June 30th, the second one on July 7th. The idea is you have different constituencies in France, 577, and the party that gets to get into government is the one that holds an absolute majority. And that's essential. The French far right says that they want to absolutely get that absolute majority, not just a short majority, because with an absolute majority, they're sure to be able to pass laws in parliament. If they get that majority, then the president picks their candidate for the job of PM. It would be Jordan Bardella. If they don't get an absolute majority, then it gets very complicated, a bit of chaos in parliament, with alliances being struck on such or such bill. It gets very complicated. So basically, Jordan Bardella saying, if I don't get the absolute majority, I don't even want to be prime minister. You can pick someone else. Is that a tactical move? Quite possibly. A move to try to mobilize the electorate, the voters. But one thing's for sure, the far right's never been so close to getting into power.
And a bit like the UK election, which has certainly been throwing up a number of bizarre developments like the current betting scandal, we've seen splits and lockouts and faction fighting across French politics, haven't we, in this campaign?
Absolutely. The decision to organise these snap elections, called the snap elections, has sent shockwaves through French politics. You've had betrayals, political alliances on all sides. Excuse me. On the far right, you've got the creation of a bloc with the conservative leader, the traditional mainstream, the Republicans Party, which used to be the party of Nicolas Sarkozy. Well, the boss of this party said, we need to go with the far right. Heavyweights of his party refuse, but you still have that strong bloc of the far right around Jordan Bardella. On the other hand, on the left, all of the left-wing parties have united because they know it's the only way to defeat the far right. And you've got the socialists, the greens, the communists, and even the radical left France Unbowed of Jean-Luc Mélenchon. These are parties who don't necessarily all appreciate each other, but they're putting differences behind them, hatred behind them at times, to form that bloc. And we really are witnessing a reshaping of the political landscape, unseen really.
What are the polls predicting?
Polls are predicting a victory of the French far right. The extent of that victory, very difficult to say. But from what we're seeing, according to polls, the French far right should get a majority, unless left-wing voters really get mobilised and they could get a majority of seats. It seems unlikely that they'll get an absolute majority. But why does it get a bit complicated? Because in the second round of the parliamentary elections, one, depending on the amount of votes you get, you can decide to stand in the second round. So in some cases, you can get three candidates. One candidate can decide to continue to run or step down. If he steps down, he can ask his voters, his electorate, to pick such or such candidate. So in the second round of the election, you get a lot of negotiations, talks, and that can, depending on the constituency, change the results. So it's quite difficult to predict, but polls really do show that the far right should win.
We'll be watching, and doubtless you'll be reporting. Clovis Casale, reporter with France 24. Thank you.